we certainly pray that the love of His Majesty, which He showed us at the first Christmas, and we celebrate as we approach this Christmas, may fill us now and always. For Advent this year, I want to focus in on this idea of light. And you heard it in the readings, arise and shine, let your light come upon us, and mentioned in several different ways. And we'll look at that. We'll look at the light that comes from God to us at Christmas through Jesus. We'll also look at how He invites us to be light. So I'm going to try to blend the two of those here together a little bit. To get us there, though, I want to think about the idea that really Christmas is the kind of the theme or the message behind it is about gaps. Gaps. Now, there's a very small little picture there. I'm sorry, on my slide, I should have adjusted that. A little road construction of a bridge that didn't quite go well. They're offset about a lane and a half. So it didn't quite work. But you and I know about gaps, don't we? Like, there's our ideal weight, and then there's our real weight. There's the gap between what it is we want for Christmas and what they say our credit cards can actually afford. And then there's also the gap between any Christmas lights that you and I set up and these lights. Let's lower that just a little bit, Charles. There's always got to be one in your neighborhood that does this right, that just outdoes everybody else. Get the idea, right? I think you can. I will never ever match that. Gaps, right? Gaps that we have. Gaps between what we used to have and what we have now, or as far as our health or our job or our loved ones around us. Gaps between generations. You know, the younger generation who always seems to know more than we do. I went through this phase with my oldest has come through it where, you know, I was the dumbest person on the planet. And now as he's reached his later 20s, I get to hear him say, you know, Dad, you got some smarts in you. You really do. Kind of nice to hear, right? Gaps between the nations, wars and rumors of wars all over the place. And maybe most importantly of all, most at, you know, closest to home, gaps between who we are and who God invites us or calls us to be. Who we are as Christians and what we should be, if you let me use that word. Light reveals the gaps. When they are trying to work at this and they want to find out what's going on in somebody's body, they will do a scan, right? They'll do ultrasounds. That's a scan with sound, but they'll also do x-rays. That's a scan with light, where light penetrates through to look for broken bones. Other light frequencies are used to look for clogged arteries and so forth. The light reveals the gaps. It reveals the problems. Jesus described that in John 3. He said, this is the verdict. Light came into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light because of their deeds were evil. And all those who do evil hate the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. Right? We try to hide the things we know we don't want people to know about us. But God shines that light anyway. You know, the great thing is that Jesus points out in his word that he isn't saying that I'm coming to shine that light to destroy you. I'm not coming to bring that light to condemn you. I'm bringing that light to free you. Free you from the pull, the allure of darkness. Free you from the grip of the shame that is involved with that darkness. That's why he said in John 3, verse 17, God did not send his son into the world to condemn it. But instead, he comes to rescue us from this dominion of darkness, as Colossians 1 talks about, and to bring us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption of sins, from the kingdom, from the domain of darkness into the kingdom of light. That's what Christmas is all about. This light that God offers to us, and he even goes on to conclude in Colossians 1:12, he has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. That doesn't mean that Jesus put a bunch of gold stars on your moral report card. What it means is that he died on the cross and canceled out all the sins, all of the shortcomings, all of the shameful deeds, all of the darkness. There isn't any need for us to try to hide it anymore or manage it anymore to, you know, say, well, mine's not as bad as so-and-so's, you know, the person underneath the bridge or the person in jail or, you know, some person in history. We don't have to try to manage it or hide it anymore. We can just let the light in, the light of his love that he offers to us to free us, to love us and set us free and make us these saints in the kingdom of light where all is different and all is forgiven. And all is promised to us. You know, you heard that promise there in Zechariah when he's talking about how good God is, and then he turns and talks to his child. You, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare his way, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in shadows. That was a prophecy spoken over John the Baptist, that he was going to bring light and help people see Jesus more clearly. I'd suggest to you it's also a prophecy spoken over us. In our baptism, we are brought into this kingdom of light, and we get the chance to help people, help the path be a little brighter back to God, help the path be a little more well-lit so people see the bumps and see the love that is waiting there. And the draw out of darkness into his light. And that is the promise that we also hear, that no word from God will ever fail. Not his word of grace to you, not his word of promise that you're in his kingdom of light and that awaits us when our last breath ends here and we take our first breath there. But until then, no word will fail, including the word that you and I get to be his light to a world that seems so dark, so divided, and so in need of that restoring light of grace. Nations will come to your light. People will notice the light of hope that you have. They'll notice the light of kindness that you have. They will notice the light of peace that is shining in and through you because you've let that light come and fill your heart. That's a big part of this Christmas. And no matter what lights or decorations we put on our house or inside our house, God is inviting us to shine. He wants us to rise and shine and be like John the Baptist, growing strong in the Spirit until that time of our appearance, giving light to those sitting in darkness. Why? Because of the tender mercy of our God. The one who his cross becomes the bridge to fill the gap, that one invites us to be a part of his bridge ministry, his bridge process to a hurting world, to also fill the gaps with love and kindness, with his light, with that amazing grace that has touched us, and we live it out and we share it with others. He's inviting you and I to shine this Christmas, to invite others, maybe just to services or into our home, or at the very least, invite them into the light of God's love as we share a little bit of that through our Christmas cards or whatever way we do it. May God help us shine, even as he has shined his grace and love upon us.